Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Thursday. You know, when Dan comes up with, or I come up with, one of these side questions, it's like, can hardly wait for that. Got a great one today. What do you have to splurge on? You know, I don't think hugely elaborate, but concert tickets, I think, is in the lead. We've had some other really good ones at the end of your call. All right, got a lot going on. Newt Gingrich will be here today breaking down John Bolton, his new book, Joe Biden, Tactics for the President Going into the Future. Brand new book out. And we'll talk with Bill McSwain, though, man of the hour at 11:15. Here's why it's important with Bill McSwain. Do you see people in Philadelphia? Do you see Krasner, Kenny, City Council, the incurious media? Are they all writing editorials, stomping up and down? We need to get to the bottom of who was firebombing those police cruisers and other things in Philadelphia. We need to get to the bottom and stop it, how dangerous this is, how out of control, how outrageous it is. Have you seen that? No, they're not saying that. Who is saying that? This show and you. So when someone does this, we have to slow down the police work in this, and that's another part. It kind of intersects with police work protecting us. Instead, we get in the commentary of this a bunch of lawyers saying, how about the privacy rights, Dom? Why are you not talking about the privacy rights of the peaceful protesters? Yeah, a peaceful protester showing up with flame-resistant gloves and goggles, throwing, allegedly, a piece of burning police barricade that was already set on fire from one police vehicle to the other, doing it in broad daylight in front of City Hall, in front of a mob of people. He could have blown it up right there. Don't you think? No, we know by now. We know what we're up against. And the one force that's here in Philadelphia standing in the way, to whatever degree he can, of this mob rule is the representative of President Trump. If he's not president, there is literally nothing you can do here. I know people can't believe it's America. Well, what do you mean there's nothing we can do? You can't. You can't rely on the police commissioner, in my view. You can't rely on the mayor, and you certainly can't rely on Larry Krasner. All right. Speaking of the president, Monica Crowley is a longtime media pundit, talk show host, someone who wrote fascinating stuff around Richard Nixon. That's hard to believe how long she's been in the public eye. She is now the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs, their communication side, with Steve Mnuchin and others at Treasury. She joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Monica, it's great to talk with you again.
Tom, it is so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And I don't know if you remember this, but back when I was hosting national talk radio shows out of WABC in New York, there were times where I guest hosted for you on this program. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Yes, of course. It was one of our all-time favorite things. I think I sat in for you once or twice, too. So
You did.
I do remember that.
So it's an honor to talk to you again. Thank you so much, Monica, for having me.
Thank you. And I know it's a long and winding trail, but you are as good as it gets with communications, et cetera. You've had all kinds of realms, and I said the work with President Nixon. But this president, and we don't know enough about Steve Mnuchin. You know, he's a guy when he comes on that gives you specific facts. But talk about Mnuchin's vision of executing what the president's vision is of the economy.
Sure. Well, first, just to clarify, Dom, I began my career with former President Nixon. So I want to be clear, I was not born when he was elected president.
No, I know that.
Otherwise, people would be like, girl, who is your plastic surgeon? And that's not the case.
Well, right. I'll stipulate this was the post-Nixon years. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, I've never asked that on the air. That had to be quite a thrill, though, breaking through with Nixon to get his insight. I think he was the smartest president ever, without a doubt.
He was absolutely brilliant, and I had the honor of actually starting my career with former President Nixon during the last years of his life. So I started my career with former President Nixon. I'm mid-career now with President Trump, and I like to joke, Dom, that I really know how to pick them. No boring presidents for Monica, okay? No William Tafts for Monica, okay?
No.
Only the most controversial
exactly.
And the ones who actually do want to take on the corrupt status quo. Working with President Nixon in the last years of his life really gave me this extraordinary education and prepared me for being at the U.S. Treasury Department right next door to the White House. I'm looking at the White House now as we speak, and serving this president and his economic agenda, which has delivered a booming economy in the first 3 years. And then we got hit with this unprecedented situation of this virus, which required the unprecedented move of having the government shut down the entire U.S. economy. And now this president is going to be in the position of being the only president in American history to be called upon twice within 4 years to deliver a booming economy. And you know what? He's going to do it again.
Well, we see the figures for May and the retail sales. That's an all-time record, how much it jumped. That's a pretty good barometer. What are you seeing when we get the June numbers out there that's preliminarily showing us this comeback continues? Is there anything that's a metric that you're latching onto at this point?
Well, we're looking at unemployment numbers, continuing claims, new weekly jobless numbers, and the retail numbers, which, by the way, we also got the May retail numbers a couple of days ago, and they were off the charts. It was 17.7% in retail, which is unheard of, another unprecedented number. First time in American history it's been that high. So what we're seeing is that the American consumer, which is always heroic, is coming back. They're shopping, they're spending money, they're putting money back into the U.S. economy. And part of that, a great part of that, is actually a function of the programs that we were able to stand up in record time once it was clear what the economic impact of this virus was going to be and what the impact of the lockdown was going to be. So the administration, and I'm so proud of them for this, but I'm not surprised given the fact that the president is a private sector guy, is not a political elite, another big reason why he won election in 2016, he brought a private sector mentality to the presidency, and particularly to this crisis. And what he saw was, and his economic team, what they saw at the beginning of this was that America's small businesses are the beating heart of this economy. They account for about 70% of all economic activity. And so there was going to be required a special protection for those small businesses across America and their workers. So we stood up the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. We stood it up after Congress passed it, President signed it into law. We stood it up, Dom, in about 6.5 days, the equivalent of the fourth largest bank in the history of the world. We stood it up
right. And
got it rocking
exactly.
and rolling in that limited amount of time. And now we're very proud to report that it has been a big success. Over 4.5 million small business loans have been processed, supporting an estimated 50 million American jobs. It's been a huge success. It's had some issues, but of course, a program of this size implemented so fast is going to have those issues. And when they came up, we dealt with them. We went back to Congress. We got more money. We wanted to make sure that America's great workers were protected throughout this crisis, and we made that happen.
Absolutely. Well, Monica, what can you tell us? I know there's a lot of back and forth about a new stimulus or something like that. When does that get decided? What are the timelines, at least? Or does it depend on seeing the job numbers move forward?
So my boss, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, has talked publicly about this, so has the president, other members of his economic team, about perhaps wanting to go forward with a CARES Act 4 or a Phase 4 stimulus. And I know those conversations are ongoing. You asked about the timeline. The White House has indicated that perhaps those talks would begin in earnest at the middle of next month or end of next month. I think there's a general consensus that because we have stood up these programs, whether it's PPP, the airline program, enhanced unemployment insurance, pushing out 160 million economic impact payments in record time, I think there's this view that we want to see how all of these programs breathe, give right. it some breathing room. We've pushed trillions of dollars down into this economy to bridge the gap. And there's a sense of, okay, we've done all this. They have been successful. Let's give it a chance to breathe and then see where we are in another couple of weeks in terms of reopening the economy, unemployment, rebounding retail, and some other metrics, and then decide how best to go about it. But as Secretary Mnuchin has said, Dom, if we were to do this, it would be a very targeted stimulus to the industries and sectors that have been particularly hard hit, like the hospitality industry, restaurants, and so on.
All right. Great stuff. Well, Monica, please come back again. We're in the throes of the campaign now. We'd love to hear from Monica Crowley.
Always a pleasure, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.